The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 1, text number 15, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 19th, 2011, in Lima, Peru.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 1, text number 15. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Yat Pada Sangshaya Sutta Munaya Prashamayana Sajya Punanti Upaspishta Svardhani Apa Anusevaya Yat Pada Sangshaya Sutta Munaya prashamayana Sajjapanadyupasprishta Svaradunyapunusevaya Yadpadasankshraya sutta Munaya prashamayana Sajjapanadyupasprishta Svaradunyapunusevaya Yet whose Pada Lotus feet Sangshaya Those who have taken shelter of
Aquellos que se han refugiado en
Sutta, O Sutta Goswami, Munaya, great sages,
grandes sabios,
Prashamayana. I will say the, everyone can repeat the English and then you can say the Spanish. Absorbed in devotion to the Supreme. Absorbed in devotion to the Supreme.
Absortos en la devoción por el Supremo.
Absortos en la devoción por el Supremo.
Sadhya.
Sadhya.
At once.
At once.
De inmediato.
De inmediato.
Punanti.
Punanti.
Sanctify.
Sanctify.
Santifican.
Santifican.
Upasprishta.
Upasprishta.
Simply by association.
Simply by association.
Svardhani
of the sacred Ganges.
Del sagrado Ganges.
Apa.
Apa.
Water.
Water.
Agua.
Anusevaya.
Anusevaya.
Bringing into use.
Poniendo en uso.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. So I'll do the English first and then you can do the Espanol. O Sutta, those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them, whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use. Purport. Pure devotees of the Lord are more powerful than the waters of the sacred river Ganges. One can derive spiritual benefit out of prolonged use of the Ganges waters, but one can be sanctified at once by the mercy of a pure devotee of the Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that any person, regardless of birth, as a Shudra, woman, or merchant, can take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and by so doing can return to Godhead. To take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord means to take shelter of the pure devotees. And the pure devotees, whose only business is serving, are honored by the names Prabhupada and Vishnupada, which indicates such devotees to be representatives of the lotus feet of the Lord. Anyone, therefore, who takes shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee by accepting the pure devotee as his spiritual master, can at once be purified. Such devotees of the Lord are honored equally with the Lord because they are engaged in the most confidential service of the Lord, for they deliver out of the material world the fallen souls whom the Lord wants to return home back to Godhead. Such pure devotees are better known as vice lords, according to revealed scriptures. The sincere disciple of the pure devotee considers the spiritual master equal to the Lord, but always considers himself to be a humble servant of the Lord. This is the pure devotional path. So the Ganges water is very, very wonderful.
Entonces, las aguas del Ganges son muy maravillosas.
By bathing regularly in the Ganges, one can become free of all sin.
Por bañarse regularmente en las aguas del Ganges, uno puede volverse.
It's very refreshing, very invigorating.
Es muy refrescante, muy vigorizante.
You feel so good when you take bath in the Ganges.
Se siente muy bien tomar baño en el Ganges.
But the shelter,
pero el refugio,
rather the contact,
el contacto,
of the pure devotees,
de los devotos puros,
it's much more powerful than the influence of the Ganges River.
Es mucho más poderoso que bañarse en las aguas del Ganges.
Just by one moment's association,
solo por un momento de asociación,
with the pure devotee,
con el devoto puro,
one can achieve all perfection.
Uno puede alcanzar toda perfección.
So we have to understand how wonderful is it to have the association of the pure devotee.
Entonces tenemos que entender cuán maravilloso es tener la asociación de un devoto puro.
It doesn't matter how fallen we may be.
No importa qué tan caídos seamos.
If we can get the association of the pure devotee,
si podemos tener la asociación del devoto puro,
then by that shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord's pure devotee,
y por ese refugio bajo los pies del loto del devoto puro del Señor,
we have the means of going back to home, back to Godhead.
Tendremos los medios para volver de vuelta a casa, de vuelta a Dios.
The pure devotees are honored by names such as Prabhupada and Vishnupada.
Los devotos puros son honrados por nombres tales como Vishnupada y Prabhupada.
Because they are representatives of the pad of the Lord.
Porque son representantes del camino del Señor.
Vishnupad means the lotus feet of Vishnu. Prabhupada is the lotus feet of Prabhu, which is Krishna.
Vishnupad significa los pies de loto del Señor Vishnu. Y Prabhupada, los pies de loto del Señor.
So because they represent the lotus feet, they are called Prabhupada or Vishnupad.
Y como representan los pies de loto del Señor, se les llama Prabhupada y Vishnupad.
Prabhupada explains that anyone who takes shelter of the lotus feet of pure devotee,
Prabhupada explica que cualquiera que tome refugio en los pies del loto de un devoto puro.
And how do you take shelter?
¿Cómo toma uno refugio?
By accepting the pure devotee as your spiritual master. That's how you take shelter.
Aceptando al devoto puro como tu maestro espiritual. Es así como tomas refugio.
They become at once purified.
Y te puedes volver de una purificado.
Inmediatamente.
Inmediatamente.
So it's very, very importante.
Por eso es muy, muy importante.
It's absolutely essential.
Es absolutamente esencial.
If we want to become qualified,
si queremos estar calificados,
to go back to home, back to Godhead,
para volver a casa, de vuelta a Dios,
we must take shelter of the pure devotee.
Tenemos que tomar refugio del devoto puro.
By accepting him as our spiritual master.
Aceptándolo como nuestro maestro espiritual.
Prabhupada explains they are known as vice lords.
Prabhupada explica que son conocidos como vice dioses.
Just like we have president.
Así como tenemos presidente.
And we have vice president.
Tenemos vicepresidente.
He's almost like the president.
Es casi como el presidente.
He assists the president.
Él asiste al presidente.
He has powers of president.
Tiene poder, los poderes del presidente.
So in the same way,
de la misma manera,
the spiritual master is vice lord.
El maestro espiritual es un vice señor.
He's almost in the same position as God himself.
Está casi en la misma posición que el Señor mismo.
And the Prabhupada concludes here by saying the sincere disciple of the pure devotee,
y Prabhupada concluye diciendo que el devoto sincero,
considers the spiritual master equal to the Lord,
considera el maestro espiritual igual que el Señor,
but always thinks himself to be a humble servant of the servant of the Lord.
Pero siempre piensa en él mismo como un humilde sirviente del Señor.
In other words, the spiritual master,
de esa manera el maestro espiritual,
does not think, I am equal to the Lord.
No piensa, yo soy igual al Señor.
The spiritual master,
el maestro espiritual,
is a perfect disciple of his spiritual master.
Es un perfecto discípulo de su propio maestro espiritual.
So the spiritual master always considers himself a humble servant of the servant of the Lord.
Por eso el maestro espiritual siempre se considera un humilde sirviente del sirviente del
Señor. He never thinks, I'm the same as Krishna.
Nunca piensa, yo soy igual a Krishna.
Or I'm equal to Krishna.
O yo soy de la, igual a Krishna.
The disciple has that vision.
El discípulo tampoco tiene esa posición.
The spiritual master never has that vision about himself.
Y el maestro espiritual nunca tiene una visión así de él mismo.
The more that one advances on the path of bhakti,
más y más uno avanza en el camino del bhakti,
the more one feels himself very lowly and fallen.
Más uno se siente muy bajo y caído.
A neophyte devotee, he may think, oh, I'm very advanced.
Un devoto neófito puede pensar, oh, soy muy avanzado.
But the advanced devotee, he feels himself very fallen.
Pero un devoto avanzado ve que es muy caído.
The more one feels himself very meek and lowly,
lo más uno se sienta débil y caído,
that is his spiritual advancement.
Eso es avance espiritual.
So everyone should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Así que todos tenemos que tomar refugio en un maestro espiritual genuino.
The whole world is suffering.
Todo el mundo está sufriendo.
Due to a lack of Krishna consciousness.
Debido a la falta de conciencia de Krishna.
And the means for becoming Krishna conscious.
Y tenemos que volvernos conscientes de Krishna.
Is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Para eso tenemos que tomar refugio de un maestro espiritual genuino.
So therefore the whole world should take shelter of the spiritual master.
Por eso todo el mundo tiene que tomar refugio de un maestro espiritual genuino.
Spiritual master is also called Jagat Guru.
El maestro espiritual también se le llama Jagat Guru.
Because he can deliver the whole universe.
Porque puede liberar a todo el universo.
Back to home, back to Godhead.
Llevarlo de vuelta a casa, de vuelta a Dios.
The spiritual master is empowered by Krishna to deliver the whole world back to Godhead.
El maestro espiritual está empoderado por Krishna para llevar a todo el mundo de vuelta a Dios.
So we have to take shelter of such a bona fide spiritual master.
Así que tenemos que tomar refugio de tal maestro espiritual.
And then our deliverance will surely come.
Y luego nuestra liberación vendrá rápidamente.
But the difficulty is,
pero la dificultad es,
we still think there's some enjoyment in this material world.
Pensamos que aún hay algún disfrute en este mundo material.
Even though we've heard it so many times that there's no pleasure in this material world.
Incluso aunque ya hemos visto muchas veces que no hay ningún placer.
We're still thinking we can enjoy here.
Aún pensamos que podemos disfrutar aquí.
How foolish this is.
Esto es tan tonto.
How unintelligent it is.
Es tan poco inteligente.
How stupid it is.
Es muy estúpido.
That we continue trying to take pleasure from this material existence.
Seguimos tratando de tener algún placer de esta existencia.
Even though we have been informed, properly informed by Srila Prabhupada.
Aunque ya hemos sido adecuadamente informados por Srila Prabhupada.
This material world is simply a place of misery.
Que este mundo material es simplemente un lugar de miseria.
We want to try to enjoy that misery.
Pero queremos tratar de disfrutar esa miseria.
Isn't that ridiculous?
¿No es ridículo?
Wanting to enjoy misery?
Querer disfrutar miseria?
If I gave you a cup of misery, would you want to drink it?
Si te doy una copa con miseria, ¿te la tomarías?
But yeah, we are doing that.
Lo estamos haciendo.
You're saying, yes, give me misery. I like it.
Digo, sí, dame miseria, me gusta.
How foolish we are.
Es muy, ¿qué tan tontos somos?
It's time we wake up.
Traten de despertar.
Become alert on the spiritual pathway.
Traten de educarse en el camino espiritual.
And take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master.
Tomar refugio en el del maestro espiritual.
By initiation.
Tomar iniciación.
And if you're initiated, that means you must strictly follow.
Pero si inicias, tienes que seguir estrictamente.
If you're initiated and you're not following the orders of your spiritual master,
si te inicias y no sigues las órdenes de tu maestro,
you're not a disciple.
No eres un discípulo.
You're simply a rascal.
Eres un pícaro.
Somebody last night was saying, is that an initiated devotee last night? Was saying sex was enjoyable.
Ayer recién en la noche de que un discípulo estaba teniendo relaciones sexuales.
That we can enjoy sex pleasure.
Tratando de disfrutar del placer sexual.
You see that? Sex pleasure can be used in the service of the Lord, and that is enjoyable.
Si nosotros podemos usar el placer sexual para servir al Señor, eso es disfrutable.
But to use sex pleasure for sense gratification,
pero usar el placer sexual para la gratificación,
it's like cutting your own throat.
Es como cortarse la garganta.
It's deadly.
Es mortal.
It kills your spiritual life.
Mata tu vida espiritual.
So we have to make sure the devotees who have been initiated,
tenemos que estar seguros que los devotos que han sido iniciados,
they have a proper understanding of our philosophy.
Tengan un entendimiento correcto de nuestra filosofía.
Otherwise, it's better no more initiations.
Si no es mejor no iniciar más.
We don't need cheap initiations.
No necesitamos iniciaciones baratas.
And people who do not understand our philosophy,
de personas que no entienden la filosofía,
they want some prestige of being initiated devotee,
que quieren algún prestigio por estar iniciados,
but they're not prepared to strictly follow the rules and regulations.
Pero no están preparados para seguir estrictamente las reglas y regulaciones.
We don't need any more nonsense people like them.
No, esos son gente que no tiene sentido.
Initiation means you must strictly follow these principles throughout the entire life.
Iniciación significa que vas a seguir estos principios durante toda tu vida.
Initiation means austerity, tapa.
Iniciación significa austeridad, tapas.
This austerity is described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita as the wealth of the Brahmins.
Esta austeridad está escrita en la Bhagavad Gita por Krishna como la riqueza de los Brahmanas.
If you're a businessman, what does wealth mean?
Para un hombre de negocios, ¿qué es lo que
significa? Dinero, mucho dinero.
Dinero, mucho dinero.
The more you can put money in the bank and have very wealth, and have so much money, that's your success as a businessman.
Entre más pongo yo dinero en el banco, más exitoso me siento.
But how does a Brahman become wealthy?
Pero ¿cómo es que un Brahmana se vuelve rico?
Does he become wealthy with money?
¿Se vuelve rico con dinero?
No.
No.
Whatever money he comes, he spends in Krishna's service.
Cualquier dinero que viene, se lo gasta en el servicio de Krishna.
He doesn't care for money. That is Brahman.
No le importa el dinero. Eso es Brahman.
His wealth is austerity.
Su riqueza es la austeridad.
The more he can do penance and austerity,
entre más pueda hacer penitencia y austeridad,
then he is very wealthy Brahman.
Significa que es un Brahmana muy rico.
Just like in the how many of you have been to Mayapur?
¿Cuántos han ido a Mayapur?
You know that town, Krishnanagar?
¿Conocen la ciudad Krishnanagar?
So many centuries ago,
muchos siglos hacia atrás,
the king of Krishnanagar, his name was Krishnachandra.
El rey de Krishnanagar era Krishnachandra.
And he heard that within his kingdom there was a poor Brahmin.
Y escuchó que en su reino había un Brahmana pobre.
So he thought, oh, I cannot let any of my Brahmins in this kingdom be poor. They must all have wealth.
Pensó, no puedo dejar que los Brahmanas en mi reino sean pobres. Todos tienen que tener riqueza.
So he went where this Brahmin was living.
Entonces fue donde el Brahmana vivía.
He and his wife were living under a tree. They had no house.
Y él vivía bajo un árbol. No tenía casa.
They had no furniture.
No tenía.
They had no furniture like chairs and couches.
No tenía ningún tipo de parafernalia de cosas.
They had no horse or cow or anything.
No tenía ningún caballo o vaca.
So he came there and he said, my dear Brahman, I have heard you are poverty stricken.
Entonces fue ahí y le dijo, mi querido Brahman, he oído tu pobreza.
I want to bestow upon you wealth.
Y quiero darte mucha riqueza.
The Brahman said, what do you mean poverty stricken?
Y el Brahmana dijo, ¿qué hablas de pobreza?
Don't you see we're living under this tamarind tree?
¿No ves que estoy viviendo debajo de este árbol?
So my students, they come and they bring a handful of rice.
Y mis estudiantes vienen y me dan una mano llena de arroz.
And my wife, she takes that rice and she puts it, she cooks it.
Y mi esposa toma ese arroz y lo cocina.
Well, she takes one of the leaves from the tamarind tree and she makes very nice tamarind rice.
Y toma una hoja de este árbol, lo pone ahí y sale un arroz muy bueno.
So in this way we are living very comfortably.
Y de esta manera estamos viviendo muy confortable.
I don't need any of your wealth, you see.
Puede quedarse con su riqueza.
So this is Brahman, you see.
Eso es un Brahman.
He's not interested in material advancement.
No está interesado en avanzar materialmente.
He simply wants to know what is Brahman.
Solamente quiere saber qué es.
What is the absolute truth?
¿Cuál es la verdad absoluta?
Janma jashavatanyata vitarta shashya vigyasparat. The absolute truth is that from which everything is coming.
La verdad absoluta es de aquello de donde todo proviene.
He simply wants to know what is that source of all energies.
Solo quiere saber cuál es la fuente de las energías.
And become fully absorbed in service of that supreme source of all energies, Krishna.
Y volverse completamente absorto en pensamientos acerca de esa persona suprema, Krishna.
That is Brahman.
Eso es Brahman.
So, this Hare Krishna movement.
Entonces este movimiento Hare Krishna
is meant for creating a class of Brahman.
Está hecho para crear una clase de Brahman.
Men and women.
Hombres y mujeres.
Who are not interested in sense gratification.
Que no estén interesados en gratificación.
Who want to become wealthy by tapa.
Que quieren volverse ricos por tapa.
By doing austerities in the service of the Lord.
Por hacer austeridades en el servicio del Señor.
Like rising early in the morning.
Como levantarse temprano en la mañana.
And attending Mangala Arati.
Y asistir al Mangala Arati.
By going out for preaching work.
Saliendo a hacer trabajo de predica.
Harinam Sankirtan.
Harinam Sankirtan.
Book distribution.
Distribuir libros.
In this way, they want to perform penances for Krishna.
De esta manera desean hacer penitencia para Krishna.
But actually, this is not unpleasant.
Pero en realidad, esto no es que no sea placentero.
These austerities, these penances are very, very sweet.
Estas austeridades y penitencias son muy dulces.
Just like this morning, the Mangala Arati.
Justo como esta mañana durante Mangala Arati.
It was so nice.
Fue tan bonito.
It was so sweet. It was so relishable. You see.
Tan dulce, tan gustoso.
So our austerity is not dry austerity like Mayavad.
Nuestra austeridad no es sin gusto como los Mayavad.
Our austerity is gulab jamun and sweet rice. Our austerity is very, very pleasing.
Nuestra austeridad es muy placentera.
Therefore, the whole world can take this path.
Por eso el mundo entero puede coger este sendero.
Who will object to sweet rice and gulab jamun?
¿Quién podría rechazar arroz dulce y gulab jamun?
It's very, very nice.
Es muy, muy bueno.
So in this way, one can get prasadam.
De esta manera uno puede tomar prasadam.
And by taking prasadam,
y por tomar prasadam,
gradually he will develop faith.
Gradualmente va a desarrollar fe.
In the process of bhakti.
En el proceso del bhakti.
And when he has that faith in the process of bhakti,
y cuando tiene esa fe en el proceso del bhakti,
then he will want to associate with the devotees.
Y quiera asociarse con los devotos.
And through association, then he will want to become initiated.
Y debido a esa asociación va a querer volverse iniciado.
And then by following the rules and regulations very nicely.
Y por seguir las reglas y regulaciones muy correctamente.
All that dirt in his heart will be cleansed away.
Todas las contaminaciones van a ser limpiadas.
And then he'll become fixed up with firm faith.
Y va a estar fijo con fe firme.
He'll develop a very sweet, sweet taste for bhakti.
Y tendrá un sabor muy, muy dulce por el bhakti.
He'll become solidly attached to Krishna.
Y estará sutilmente atado a Krishna.
He'll have ecstatic emotions awakening within his heart.
Y tendrá emociones extáticas que emanan de su corazón.
And he will revive his lost relationship with God.
Y revivirá su relación perdida con Krishna.
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 The source of all existence.
La fuente de toda la existencia.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
¿Hay alguna pregunta?
Desarrollar las cualidades brahmínicas, pero con el paso de los años, no todo el mundo logra perfeccionarse en ese sentido. ¿Cómo se puede ayudar para que la gente pueda tener éxito en eso?
He said that people who is taking second initiation with the passing of the years not always can maintain their rabbinical quality. So how we can help them to develop their skills?
Well, you have the rabbinical qualities. That's the first thing. One has to know what are the rabbinical qualities. Who knows what are the, which Brahmins here know what are the brahminical qualities? You know them, well, very good. Shamadamastapaushocham, Chantivarjamavavicham, Gyanam Vigyanamastikram, Vimakarna Savavajam. Peacefulness,
paz,
self-control,
control, propio,
austerity,
austeridad,
cleanliness,
limpieza,
tolerance,
tolerancia,
knowledge,
conocimiento,
wisdom,
sabiduría,
and religiousness.
Y religiosidad.
These are the qualities of which the Brahmins were.
Esas son las cualidades que tienen que tener los Brahmins.
So, if you want to inspire and guide the devotees how to be fixed in brahminical qualities.
Entonces, si queremos inspirar a los devotos en cómo estar fijos en las cualidades brahmínicas,
then you yourself must be fixed in brahminical qualities.
Entonces, yo mismo tengo que estar fijo en las cualidades brahmínicas.
Position, heal thyself. Position, heal thyself. It's a saying in English.
Posicionate, posicionese usted mismo.
Doctor, cure yourself. You see. So if you yourself are fixed nicely in following the principles, rising early, chanting 16 rounds, always in thinking about Krishna, talking about Krishna.
Entonces, si nosotros mismos estamos fijos en levantarnos temprano, cantar nuestras 16 rondas, seguir los principios, pensar en Krishna y hablar de Krishna,
you'll be tasting a very sublime pleasure.
Vamos a estar probando un placer muy sublime.
So you can attract them.
Entonces, puedo darlo.
When they see how happy you are,
porque, pues, si ven qué tan feliz tú eres,
they would like to also be happy.
Ellos también van a querer estar felices.
So when they see that you're enjoying life much more than they are by strictly following these principles, that will inspire them to follow these principles also.
Si ven que tú estás disfrutando la vida siguiendo estrictamente estos principios, entonces ellos también van a querer disfrutar de la vida.
Any other questions? Oh, should we address the God, Prabhupada's God brothers by these names?
Yeah.
Prabhupada never told us to do that.
Prabhupada nunca nos dijo hacer esto.
So since Prabhupada did not introduce it, we did not do it.
Entonces, como Prabhupada no lo ha dicho, no deberíamos.
Question, yeah.
¿Por qué entonces si el proceso es tan rígido de que uno que es iniciado no se puede caer y tiene que seguir siempre firme? ¿Por qué Arjuna habla de los yogis que caen?
Porque pregunta, ¿no?
Es una pregunta, ¿qué pasa con los yogis que se caen?
The process should be very strict, very strong to attain the goal. But he's asking why Arjuna is in the Bhagavad Gita is asking about the yogis who are fallen, breaking the principles and not achieving the goal.
That's the yogis.
Eso es acerca de los yogis.
A yogi is very difficult.
Un yogi es muy difícil. Ser un yogi.
For devotees, it's very easy path.
Pero los devotos es un camino muy fácil.
If you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master,
tomas es refugio de un maestro espiritual genuino.
You get initiated by him.
Te haces iniciar por él.
And you simply follow his instructions.
Y sigue sus instrucciones.
Then no es difícil.
No es difícil.
Es muy fácil.
Es muy fácil.
¿Qué es el problema?
¿Cuál es el problema?
Pero en el Bhagavad Gita, habla de yogis que después nacen en familia de devotos. Y Shila Prabhupada, en el significado, menciona de que ese es mi, humildemente pienso yo, de que Prabhupada dice de que tanto él como su maestro espiritual nacieron en familias de devotos.
Said that in that part of the Gita, Prabhupada said that when you cannot achieve the goal, so then you take birth in a wealthy family or a family of devotees, mm-hmm. and then in the purport, Prabhupada is telling that is his case and the case of his spiritual master. He was born in a devotee's family.
He can take birth in a devotee family. Yeah.
Sí, puede tomar nacimiento ahí.
If one who, if one wants to be a devotee,
una vez que uno es un devoto,
but still has some material desires,
pero que aún tiene algunos deseos materiales,
then he has to take birth again.
Entonces tiene que tomar nacimiento de nuevo.
So the trick is how to get free. You have to become so desirous of devotional service that all the material desires go away. That's the key.
Entonces, ¿cuál es la clave para poder liberarse de los deseos materiales? Uno tiene que estar tan deseoso de tener servicio devocional que todos sus deseos materiales se irán.
In other words, in otras palabras, you have to have intensely desire pure bhakti.
Tenemos que tener un deseo intenso por el bhakti puro.
Passionately desire pure devotional service.
Desearlo apasionadamente.
Is the only goal of your life.
Es la única meta de tu vida.
That I must become a pure devotee.
Tengo que volverme un devoto puro.
I must become qualified to see Krishna.
Tengo que estar calificado para ver a Krishna.
And I must push forward pure bhakti for the benefit of all the suffering souls on this planet.
Tengo que desarrollar bhakti puro para el beneficio de todas las almas que viven en este mundo.
People take that mood of intense desire.
Si tomo este humor de deseo intenso,
you will feel so happy and enlivened in that mood.
Te vas a sentir tan feliz y vivo en este humor.
That any pleasure of sense gratification, it will be reduced to insignificance.
Que cualquier deseo de gratificación de los sentidos va a ser reducido a nada.
Simply a matter of sabor superior.
Simplemente una cuestión de sabor superior.
Or gusto superior. Higher taste. Yes.
Con el paso del tiempo, en mi práctica personal, me doy cuenta que es prácticamente imposible tener éxito. Entonces, ¿cómo puedo aspirar a tener éxito cuando yo sé que va a ser imposible que yo tenga éxito?
He said that in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is giving a list with a lot of good qualities that the devotees should develop.
Okay.
So he is seeing in his life that he's not able to develop all these qualities.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how to do it?
Yeah, or how to affront that you cannot do it.
How to do what that you cannot do it?
Yeah,
qualities that you cannot develop, have not developed. How to develop those?
How you develop the ones you're not able to develop?
It's almost impossible, or probably impossible, to get the qualities. How to become successful when you realize that it's almost impossible to be successful.
How to develop all the qualities?
Exactly.
Okay, it's very no problem. You simply have to become Krishna conscious.
Solamente tiene que volverse consciente de Krishna.
Focus on always remembering Krishna.
Enfocarse en siempre recordar a Krishna.
Always serving Krishna.
Siempre servir a Krishna.
In this way, the good qualities, all the good qualities will naturally come.
De esa manera, todas las buenas
cualidades simplemente van a venir.
You already have the good qualities.
Si tienes las buenas cualidades,
they're simply covered by the modes of nature right now. That's
están cubiertas por las modalidades de la naturaleza.
So by this process of being absorbed in Krishna consciousness, you burn away those impurities.
Y por este proceso de estar en conciencia de Krishna, uno quema las impurezas.
And become a pure devotee, that's all.
Y se vuelve un devoto puro, es todo.
You're already a pure devotee.
Ya eres un devoto puro.
Simply you've forgotten.
Simplemente lo has olvidado.
You become brainwashed by the material energy.
Tu cerebro ha sido lavado por la energía material.
So now you have to get back to your original position.
Ahora tienes que volver a tu posición original.
Pure devotional service.
De servicio devocional puro.
So I see here we have about 1 minute left before the 7:30. Yes.
Sometimes, when you associate with devotees, you take. We have not so good association, and then we.
Polluted.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're associating with neophyte devotees.
Si usted asocia, I can tell my question.
Yes.
Estaba hablando acerca de que si a veces en la asociación con los devotos nosotros también nos asociamos con impurezas de manera contaminada. Entonces Maharaj dice que cuando uno se asocia con devotos neófitos,
the devotees should always be absorbed purely in Krishna consciousness.
El devoto siempre tiene que estar absorto en conciencia de Krishna pura.
If you associate with a devotee who is not purely engaged in Krishna consciousness, that can contaminate your consciousness.
Si uno se asocia con devotos que no están puramente situados en servicio devocional de Krishna, eso puede contaminar su conciencia.
Therefore, the intelligent devotee, if he sees other devotees are not in Krishna consciousness, he preaches to them and brings them in Krishna consciousness.
Entonces es el devoto que quiere estar bien situado cuando ve a alguien que no está puramente ocupado, le predica para poder elevarlo a esa plataforma.
Some devotees are more advanced than us.
Algunos devotos son más avanzados.
Some are equally advanced.
Otros son del mismo avance.
And some are less advanced.
Y otros están menos avanzados.
If you associate with less advanced devotees on their terms, then you become less advanced by their association.
Si tú te asocias con devotos inferiores en sus términos, tú te vas a volver inferior.
But if you mercifully try to elevate those less advanced devotees,
pero si tú misericordiosamente tratas de elevar a esos devotos,
you do not become degraded by their less Krishna consciousness.
No vas a volverte degradado por su menor cantidad de conciencia de Krishna.
Nachatas man manusheshu me priyakritamaha pavita anachametas mad anya piva tarobhavi. Krishna says that the one who preaches, there is no one more dear to me than he.
Krishna dice que aquel que predica no hay nadie más querido para él.
Nor will there ever be anyone more dear.
Nunca ha habido tampoco nadie más querido.
So if you will take up the mission of helping the less advanced devotees,
entonces si usted toma la misión de ayudar a los devotos menos avanzados,
Krishna will immediately recognize you.
Krishna va a reconocerlo inmediatamente.
So this is time for the greeting now, 7:30. Huh?
Entonces ahora es la hora
7:30 greeting time. Okay. We thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Yeah.